James 3:1 says, "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation." So look, be careful about wanting to be some leader, you know, because you're going to get the greater condemnation when you do something wrong. Yeah. Isn't that what it's saying? So, you know, obviously we need leadership. But like if you're just getting into it so you can say I'm a leader or I'm in charge or this is my ministry or whatever, then you have the wrong attitude right off the bat. So if you want, and look, there's a lot of guys in here that are in our leadership class, and I want you to be great leaders, and you don't have to be a pastor to be a great leader. You could just serve alongside me here and be a great leader. But if your reason for wanting to be a master, it says be not many masters, like teachers is basically what it's saying, we shall receive the greater condemnation. And in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man and able to bridle the whole body. So in context, what is this talking about? The things that we say, you know, our tongues are going to say things that they're not supposed to say. Yeah. No man is able to bridle the tongue at all times. So think about this. As someone that's preaching all the time, you're going to say stupid things sometimes. You're going to mix up your words. You're going to have a Joe Biden gaffe moment. You're going to have all these problems. So be careful wanting to be a master, because God is going to hold you to a higher standard for the things that you say from the pulpit too. And so it's very important that we have our ducks in a row when we preach. And, you know, God says, you know, in this context here, it's talking about someone that can't bridle their tongue. So sometimes I do say things from the pulpit that I regret. Sometimes I get all fired up and I'm ripping on the sods or whatever. Maybe I say something that I would probably just like cringe the next time I heard that, you know? So, well, all I'm saying is that we need to be careful with our mouths and being, you should, if you want to be a leader in the church, just realize that the things that you say, God's going to hold you to a higher standard, okay? 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1. 1 Peter 5, 1 says, "The elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder." So Peter was an elder, he was a pastor, and the witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. What's it say? If you're an elder, this is what you're supposed to do. Feed the flock of God. What did Jesus ask Peter to do? Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. And so Peter's job as an apostle and as a pastor was to do what? Feed the flock of God. So God likens us, our church, to a sheep, and the person who's in charge of the church, the person that's ruling over the church, is the pastor. And that pastor has, what's it say? Which feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof. So I'm supposed to oversee the things that happen. And so when I see a sheep wandering away, going towards the electric fence, you know, it's my job to go out and reach out to that person. So when I see people like drifting away, that's my job as the pastor, is to not only feed the flock, but also to take the oversight thereof. So my job is to preach the word of God to you. My job is to have oversight over you. And it says, not by constraint, not just because I have to, but willingly. So, and that's the part that can get hard sometimes. Sometimes you just don't feel like being a, you won't understand this because you're not a pastor, but sometimes you don't feel like being a pastor, believe it or not. But, you know, and obviously some days are harder than others. Don't get me wrong, I love being a pastor. I love my job. I'm just saying that there's days when you just wish you could shut it all off, you know. But being a pastor is a hard job. So, man, if you want to be a pastor, just realize this. It's not just preaching sermons. It's not just getting up and ripping on the sodomites every other week. It's not just getting up and you know, getting on the women for not wearing dresses. It's not about, you know, ripping on guys for wearing skinny jeans all the time, which those things are good. They'll have their place. But just know this, that the job is more than just preaching. The job has a lot more. It's oversight. It's willingly going forth and overseeing people and helping them with their problems and counseling. It says, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. So my mind is supposed to be ready to do what? Feed the flock of God. And that just isn't preaching only. It's also feeding them. You know, when people come to us for counsel or come to me for counsel, I'm trying to feed them the word of God also in that council. Because obviously, in the multitude of counselors, there's wisdom. And so if you come to your pastor for some wisdom, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to tell you some worldly thing. I'm not going to quote Plato or Socrates or something. I'm going to quote the word of God. I'm going to preach the word of God to you or just tell you what the Bible says about your question to the best of my ability.